Hello, hello, hello. I am Dr. Celeste Owens, author, speaker, and leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say the surrender is doing God's will His way all the time. And I'm so glad you're hanging out with me today in the break room. This is a place that you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. And I'm hoping you can get a new perspective today about something that came across my life just recently. Someone was having a conversation with me, and it was just so good that I knew I was going to want to share it with you all. And today I want to talk on this topic. It's already in you. Ooh, right? It's already in you. The thing that you have in your heart, the thing that you wish you could do, hoping you could do one day, it's already in you. God has already planted so many gifts in you, and just different hopes and dreams. And all you have to do is execute. You got to step up and learn what it is you need to learn, do what you need to do, because it's already in you. So let me give you an example. The other day, I was talking with someone, and just somebody I had just met via phone, and she mentioned that she was a spiritual intuitive healer. And I was like, oh my goodness, I've been praying about that. I've been praying about being able to intuitively, through the gift of discernment, pick up on people's health issues, why they're there, what emotional tie might be there, what spiritual lacking might be there, whatever it is. And she said something, you know, you might expect her to say something like, oh yeah, this is what I did to learn how to do that. Or, you know, maybe take this class or read this book. But no, she didn't say that. You know what she said to me? It's already in you. I was like, yeah? She's like, yeah, it's already in you. So all you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit what you need to do, you know, or, you know, how you're going to access that. And then she went on to continue talking about the gift that God has put in her and how she utilizes it. And you know what she said more than anything, you guys? I asked the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit told me. This is what the Holy Spirit told me to do. And I was obedient. And it's just that full obedience. It's that willingness to just be conformed to the will of God that really resonated with me as she was talking. And even if you read the book of John, where Jesus, where it's outlining Jesus' story with him being here on the earth, and you hear Jesus say over and over again, at least 17 times, maybe 20 times, I can't remember, I counted it once, that he only did and said what the Father told him to do and say. Incredible, right? So if Jesus was having to do only what the Father told him to do, oh my goodness, how much more do we need to be in tune with the Father through the gift of the Holy Spirit as to what we need to be doing? So I love that she said that. I was like, man, that is pretty amazing. So it's already in you, you guys. It's already in you to do amazing, great things on the earth. Whatever that dream is in your heart, you might want to start a nonprofit, or you're thinking that you want to start a YouTube, or you're thinking that you want to get married. I don't know what it is. And you're probably like, what does get married have to do with it? You know, a wife. You want to be a wife, right? Well, it's already in you. you think God have you to connect with somebody, meet that right person, for you not to already have it in you? You're already a wife. You can start going around. Well, maybe not. People will be like thinking you're weird. But you know, I'm a wife. You know, maybe write that in your journal. I'm a business owner. I'm a nonprofit, you know, coordinator, or, you know, whatever that thing is. I'm a student. I'm in college. I'm getting my doctorate, because it's already in you to pursue that thing and to just really do well in the thing that God has called you to do. So it's a phrase that Paul talked about, and we'll talk some more after our break because we just have a couple more minutes before we take our break. But in 2 Timothy 1:6, Paul instructs his mentee, Timothy, to stir up the gift. I just love that. Stir up the gift. So when you look at that Greek word that is translated stir up, it denotes the kindling of a fire. It denotes that there is like a little bit of spark, and then you put this oxygen, you know, whatever it is, you fan that flame or that spark, and it becomes this like this flame is kindling fire, because you were able to stir up the gift. So you have a gift in you. So whatever it is that you want to do, You already have it in you. And what I mean by it's already in you is that spiritual gift that God wants to grow in you. He doesn't want that spiritual gift to grow cold. So some of you, I'm just thinking this out loud. A lot of times in childhood, God will reveal or preview the gift that's in us. Like it's this thing that you can do, and then maybe sometimes you don't do it as an adult because people might have thought it was weird or whatever. So I think about people who might be prophets or seers or things like that. And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, when I was younger, I could do X, Y, and Z, but now as an adult, I can't seem to access it anymore. That's what we're talking about. When you already have that gift in you and you're not utilizing it for whatever reason as an adult, don't let that gift grow cold through disuse, but make sure you are continuing to stir up that gift. So I'm going to tell you just how to do that in a moment, but first we need to take this break. And once we do, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Alrighty, see you in a moment. Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
This is Sydney Trailer-Lanay, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I'm your host on today or this evening, whatever time you're listening. It doesn't matter. I'm just glad you are. Make sure you share this broadcast, you all, with someone who you think might be blessed by this. So I'm talking today about it's already in you. Already in you. Don't be afraid. Just step out and do the thing that God has called you to do. And you know you can do it because he's given you spiritual gifts. He's given you spiritual gifts that are going to allow you to be able to do the thing that is in your heart to do. So I was talking right before the break that Timothy from the Bible, was being encouraged by Paul to stir up his gift. It's in 2 Timothy, the first chapter. And Paul was telling him to stir up the gift. So Paul wasn't telling Timothy to stir up the gift because Timothy already had all his confidence. He already thought he was big and bad. Nah, Timothy was timid. Yes, he was. Timothy was timid. And you know how we know? Because if you keep reading that chapter, if you start at verse 6, where Paul tells him to stir up the gift, and then you go down to verse 17, Paul tells Timothy, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, Timothy. No, he doesn't say his name. He just says, he says, but of power, love, and a sound mind, which includes self-discipline. He's like, Timothy, God ain't give us no spirit of fear, no spirit of timidity, so you better step out in your power and do the thing that God has called you to do. And for Timothy, it was preaching, and maybe even pastoring. I'm not sure, but I know for Timothy, it certainly was preaching. And maybe he was a little bit shy about that. Let me tell you my own story, just in case y'all think I always like to speak. No, sir, and no, ma'am. I did not always like to speak. No. I remember when God first, like, put in my heart that I was going to have to start being like a public speaker. I was like, somebody is not telling the truth. And I think the devil is talking to me right now, because there's no way I'm doing this. No way am I doing this. I mean, like, I would have just rather died than have to get up and speak to people. And actually, that is true, you guys. The number one fear is public speaking, and the number two fear is death. People would rather die than to get up and speak. Man, so I was no different. I was like, there is no way. So I remember when I finally was like, okay, I guess I'm gonna have to do this. And I had to speak in front of a group of psychiatrists. I was on faculty with the University of Maryland. This one I was still practicing as a psychologist. And I got the task of doing like these workshops to bring psychiatrists up to speed in what it was like to work with students in urban environments. I was like, are you for real? So I remember the first time I spoke, I am not making this up, you guys. I told the psychiatrist, I was like, you know what? I'm going to present sitting down so you know we can feel more casual and connected. Truthfully, I had to sit down. My legs were shaking. My knees were knocking so bad. You know, you might think that was something that's just in the cartoons. No, my knees were knocking together so bad I had to sit down. And I was terrible at first. Like, I had to totally read right off of my slides. So I'm just telling anybody who God is calling you to be a speaker, and you're like, there's no way I can do that. I'm shy. I'm withdrawn. I'm timid. Whatever. I can't put two words together. No. If you have a gift in you, and one of my gifts is exhortation, and another gift is probably preaching or teaching or something like that. The gift was in me. I just wasn't stirring it up because I was in my own strength afraid, knowing that I couldn't do it. But in God's strength, we can do all things through Christ, right? That strengthens us. So now, I mean, like, I talk all over the place. And it's so funny. People can come and just be like, hey, you want to talk on this topic? And I'm like, okay, sure. Like, even the other day, you guys, I won't tell what organization this was with. They text me like at 4:30 to say, hey, can't wait to hear you at 7:30. And I had totally forgot I was speaking for them. I was like, oh, wait, what? Okay. And I just sat down and God gave me whatever to say and got on there and act like I had been prepared for days. But you know what? When you stir that gift up, when you decide that God is telling the truth to you, that he's giving you a gift, that you can do it, you grow out in the boldness of God to do the thing he's called you to do. And now my mother's like, girl, you could just talk and talk. Yep, because it's God who did it. So let me tell you, there are gifts that God has given all of us. So I want you to go to Romans 12, 6 through 8. When you get a moment, go to Romans 12, verses 6 through 8, and there are some spiritual gifts that are listed there. So some spiritual gifts they list there are prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, giving, even the gift of giving. Sometimes people don't think that giving is a gift. Sometimes people don't think serving is a gift. Oh, my goodness, serving is so important, and it really is one of those gifts that God will use you. Like, I do the podcast here for Elite Conversations. And Doris doesn't know I'm about to talk about her, but Doris is behind the scenes serving and helping out everybody, all of us. When we come on, she has just a beautiful spirit. And that's a gift. That is one of her spiritual gifts, is to serve. So the way she stirs up the gift is to utilize that gift and help us as we are preparing to do these podcasts. Giving is a gift. I have a friend, Tiffany, who is a serious giver. She is just such an amazing giver. I decided very early on into being her friend that I was never going to be able to give as much as she gives. And I told her as much. She's like, oh, I didn't expect you to give me back what I was giving. Okay. But she has the heart for giving because that's her spiritual gift. Leadership. There's a spiritual gift of leadership, of mercy even. So you guys, what I'm telling you to do, as Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that is in you. Don't be afraid, but allow God to use you in an amazing way in the thing that he's called you to do, because, like I already said at the top of this conversation, it's already in you. It's already in you to do it. So go run. Go do the thing that God has called you to do. Make sure you stay in touch, you guys. Again, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I could be reached on my website, drcelesteowens.com. We have a phenomenal Surrender Healing Retreat that's coming on. God has resurrected it after 3 years. We did it for 3 years straight, and it was just so well received. People were healed in their bodies, their minds, their spirits. So make sure you join us. Learn more on our website, drcelesteowens.com, and you will see the information there, how you can join us in March for our Surrender Healing Retreat. Be blessed, you guys. Love you much, and I will catch you next time in the break room. Bye-bye.